Listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
It is our number two. Very interesting question of the day. New Orleans, since it is Independence Day tomorrow, what Saints Pelicans players regret giving their NOLA independence away? Give us a call. Tweet at us as well. We're live at Vinny's. Normally we do Thursdays. Pedro showing up here as well. But we're doing Wednesday since tomorrow's Independence Day. No show, which means since it is Wednesday. It's Wednesday, Joey. Officially welcome us to the midway point of the work week.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is. Guess what day it is.
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me.
Let's get stupid.
Today's more that, what, that Camel Wednesday hump day. Is that what it is?
Yeah, he is. Caleb the Camel. Sean of the Peyton. Shot G and a digital underground, Brian and Elise. How are you?
Doing just fine.
Are you ready for hour number two?
Maybe. It depends on what's going to come up next because I may have to indulge, kind of like our fearless leader did.
I got you. First off, words of wisdom.
To all the ladies, peace and happiness forever.
Oh, that's true.
Today is also Friday.
That's true because there is no show on Friday.
No.
So a little hump day leading into a little Friday. Typical show open. Sis. Is it sis? Is it sissy? How does it really go? I don't really know.
It is sissy. It's S-I-S-S-I.
Oh, it's sissy.
A.K.A. the number one bartender in Metairie.
Oh, giving ourselves some props there. A little self-patting on the back. You're going to fit in perfectly on this team.
Yeah.
Nobody else likes to pat themselves. Who?
Nobody passed himself on the back like Gus over here.
Thank you. No, so much. No Sarah today, but that's fine. Sissy's taking care of you here as well. 3217 Ridgelake Drive over in Metairie. We don't normally see you because we're the day crew, and you normally work the night shift.
Right.
Okay.
But you know what? I'll tell you what. We packed it out yesterday, and we're packing it out again today.
You know, and that's the thing. That's one of the reasons we wanted to come here and do lunch, obviously. I get it. Look, Vinny's, they're known for their awesome happy hour specials, 3 to 7. You got an incredible, you know, back of the liquor behind you. I'm trying to think of the back of the bar there. All the high-end type stuff, low-end stuff. You got everything.
You got it, we got it.
You honestly do. And I didn't even know that there was Japanese whiskey and all this other stuff that I wound up having to try one day, for research.
Yeah, research purposes.
Research purposes.
Yeah, of course.
But
the main reason is you got solid food here. And it's legit. I love the wings. The wraps are solid. They're two-hand wraps. I normally take half of it home. They're good.
Yeah.
The steak special's killer on Thursdays. I know, 8-ounce sirloin, $12, side salad, a 2-pound baked potato like Sarah likes to call. She loves the chicken fried chicken steak or whatever it is you got going on Wednesdays.
Yeah, I don't normally work the day shift, so this is my first time seeing the chicken fried chicken, and it is delicious. Everyone's coming in just to get them.
Okay, I got you. I love the fact that you have regular specials, but you also have lunch specials that are just 11 to 4, don't you?
Yes.
What do you have other than Wednesdays?
So Mondays we have the meatball po' boy, Tuesdays we have the taco platter, Thursdays we have the catfish platter, and Fridays we have the shrimp po' boy.
I had the catfish platter.
Uh-huh.
Just want to say, how long did it last when I was here last Thursday? And it was sitting here? And
not even a break, which is 3 minutes long.
Thank you,
thank
sir.
Thank you for that.
Thank
I heard
you.
There was a raccoon, you know, that came into the back door, you know?
Oh, is that
best,
what that
best
is?
Raccoon yeah,
that's
what I was.
That's,
what I was,
that's the story right
best
now, you know? That's what I heard.
Raccoon ever.
I love that. Well, since you, since you're part of the evening with all the fun and games, what we have? We have a little dart league. We have a little, I see what we got, shuffleboard. What we got?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, that shuffleboard, we have some, like a little personal competition, some little tournaments. It brings the people in here. But I personally
nice.
Am not good at it.
No.
But yeah, Tuesday and Thursday nights we have dart leagues. Really fun nights. Gets really busy in here. Drink specials.
I hear a little shuffleboard tournament here between Sissy and Jordan. What do you think?
I'm all in.
I mean,
I got my money on Sissy.
She said she's not very good.
I don't want to embarrass you, but you know.
Well, no, trust me, the money would be on you.
Yeah,
the money would be on you. The money's on you, yeah.
How much we throwing
in? Just because Sarah's not here doesn't mean you're not getting it today. You're not getting all free over here.
See if we can get Raphael to put some odds on that.
Yeah, we can do that. We can have Mr. Vegas on at 205 live from the airport. We literally have a guy that, you know, does books, sports books. So maybe we'll get some odds. Why would you say you're not very good at shuffleboard?
I mean, I was just trying to play it off because, you know, really a shark at it.
Oh, poor Jordan. What should be the wager?
How much are we
here,
throwing up here?
Wow, she is not messing
boy,
around.
Boy, in trouble now. You see, you put yourself in that hole.
Huh? Twice before, and I'm an athlete.
You're an athlete at shuffleboard. I didn't realize
I'd
there was.
I'd say that's a challenge.
Yeah, oh, it sounds like it.
Y'all got to look at each other like.
Oh yeah, like the tail of the tape.
There we go, tail of the tape. I need mean mugs. Like mean mugs. Like mean mugs. Jordan, like give her a mean mug. Wow, that looks really stoic. Good job there.
Yeah,
Jordan, the intern.
Done.
Sissy, this is going to be a wipeout. So I will tweet that, and let's see if our listeners think that you have a shot between you and Sissy.
I think I'm going to win no matter what, hands down.
Oh, you think you're going to win, huh?
It's easy.
That's unfortunate.
I have my own ways to distract, too.
Ah, okay.
20 on Sissy right now.
Just, you know, 20. Do a little.
Oh, I see. Well, you do have distractions
yes.
available,
yes.
And you do not have those,
no,
by the way, Jordan.
No.
So.
You lose.
Not in the right spot, at least.
No, not at all.
She won just now.
You're done. You know, just go ahead and concede and ask her what she wants. Just go ahead and do that. So
she just won. Like, you lost. Okay.
Thank you, Sissy.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Appreciate the time. We'll talk a little later.
All right.
There she is. Come by and see her. 3217 Ridge Lake Drive over in Metairie. Brian, question of the day is?
Question of the day is simply, who do you think, Pels or Saints, regrets getting their independence from the teams that they, you know, they when they were here in NOLA? So far, leader in the clubhouse, it's a two-way tie between Jimmy Graham and Junior Gallette. My favorite is Boogie Cousins. I think he's one of the people that definitely regrets passing on 2 years and 40 mil. And of course, we've got some others that have come along. I think Jordan had those on Twitter as well. I think somebody said that, Robert Meacham was a name. We had a caller, Josh, calling early and said maybe Deuce McAllister's a guy who kind of maybe regrets kind of, you know, getting out just a little bit too early before the championship run. So, I think some of those names, I threw out Brandon Cooks. I think somebody threw that out on Twitter as well, but I think you're right. I think Brandon Cooks kind of, you know, he's living his best life now. So I'm not really sure how that applies to Cooks, but right now between Junior and Jimmy, I find it very difficult to pick between the two.
Here's the thing, as Brian and Gentile joins the party here as well at Vinny's. Look, I look at it like this, Brian and Elise. Hey, this is way too many. Brian's over here.
Yep.
So Jimmy Graham was given the richest contract at his position, right?
Yes. He was highest paid tight end is what he was.
Star in the league.
Yes. Touchdowns galore. I mean, he almost broke the touchdown record. Him and Rob Gronkowski had that battle going.
It was almost at a point where it was a bit disconcerting, where it almost felt like the Saints kept just throwing just to him and
yes.
kind of forgot about the receiving core. Almost, he was used, is what I'm getting at, right?
Yeah, no question.
Athletes in the profession, there they want to be recognized. He was. They want to get paid.
He was.
And they want to be the guy.
He was.
Man, I got to tell you, as much as I thought I had it and my feet were kicked up, and I thought I walked away with the winner here with Junior. Junior was never that guy. Junior was never the top defensive end in the NFL.
No.
Junior was never paid as the top defensive end in the NFL. Junior was never considered the top defensive end in the NFL. Junior went out there saying, I'm Lawrence Taylor, pay me linebacker type money or
correct.
Whatever. He never did do that. Now, he got a deal by working his way up there and did that. He blew that. Jimmy Graham worked his way to stardom, being the top player at his position, and having the conversation then started that hadn't really before, that I know of, right? Maybe Tony Gonzalez, but even with him, no one really said, well, should a tight end get wide receiver money? So he started a conversation.
Correct.
Dude, it's Jimmy Graham.
Here's my counter. Here's my counter.
I think it's Jimmy Graham.
I'm with you on why it should be Jimmy. But here's the thing that separates Jimmy from Junior.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy left, and he's on his third team now in so many years. But the one thing Jimmy hasn't looked back and said is shown the bitterness towards and the resentment towards New Orleans. Junior can't let it go. He just can't get over the fact that the New Orleans Saints gave him the boot. And every so often, if it's the Redskins versus the Saints, if it's any team versus the Saints that's the playoff teams, Junior is picking against the Saints. He is a bitter and scorned lover. If it wasn't for that, I may say hands down Jimmy Graham, no question. But because Junior can't get over it, and because he has to say something, and every now and again he has a Twitter meltdown and tells you how much he loves New Orleans, and then 5 minutes later tells you how much he hates it, that right there may put him over the edge, because he just cannot get over the fact that he's no longer here.
I might have to agree with Brian. I'm going with Junior. I'm going with Beltman. Ever since he left,
Joey, go ahead. You gotta find the official Beltman music.
I gotta go with Beltman, because ever since he left the team, he's been doing nothing but whining and scorning.
Yep,
he left here. He blew out his knee. He blew out his Achilles. He didn't really get a chance to get on the field. He got on the field for a little while. Then the Redskins let him go. And then you see him on Twitter acting like a petulant child, just whining and complaining, crying. Then one moment he's like, oh, I missed the Saints. Sign me back. I mean, he said this. This is not stuff that we were just making up. He said this stuff. He's like, oh, take me back, take me back. And then 5 minutes later, he's like, oh, man,
it
I hope
is.
They beat him.
It
I
is.
Hope they beat the Saints. I hope they beat the Saints. So, man, go sit down. You're mad because you're not with us.
800-998-1003.
I just want to say real quick that it's really hard to follow up behind Sissy. I'm sorry.
You're done. You got nothing. You tried.
I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be here. That's it.
I think we all are. I think we all are. Brian, are you happy to be here today?
I am very happy to be here.
Yes, I am very happy to be here.
This is like whoever's going to take Drew Brees'
place. Look, I'm just saying this. Cajun Goat's on the line, 800-998-1003. Cajun Goat, we normally see every now and then here. West Bank Houdat, I just saw him walk in. Shockingly, Coach Kenny Farrell is at the bar. Hanging out with Sissy, not us.
I'm about to leave and go to the bar.
Oh, you're about to leave and go to the bar here as well. I would just suggest the best promotion today would be just come over.
Yes.
That's about it.
Walk through.
Trust me when I say the food's good, the beers could be cold, but just
come over.
You may just want to come over.
It's a great atmosphere.
I would highly recommend just stopping by.
I think I'm going to learn to play shuffleboard.
Cajun Goat, what's going on?
I might have to stop in now.
I think you really do. I'm going to tweet you the reasons why here real soon.
Yeah, I'm sure there's two good reasons. But
Cajun Goat with the win. Cajun Goat with the win.
I'm going to pick Gillette because I think your boy had a chance to come back last year, but he didn't want to take the money. Graham was supposed to come back to the Saints. It was a big thing, but the money was better in Green Bay. So he did have a chance to get back, you know. And if I have to pick the loser out of everybody that nobody's mentioning, because it's going to take a year for that to go in effect, it's going to be AD because of the money that he passed up and the money he's not going to get afterwards.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I see. So AD, that's interesting.
He did go to a franchise.
Yeah, but
let's be honest.
I remember, though.
The Lakers aren't the Lakers that we grew up with.
He's happy because it's L.A.
Right. And these aren't the Lakers that we grew up. This isn't the Showtime
it's
Lakers.
It's not your everyday Lakers.
This is the reality show Lakers. So.
Oh, reality
yeah,
show.
Yeah, Dudley's your main guy.
You know, I saw
the little dude you used to push
board.
Down in the playground, Dudley.
Oh, wow.
I saw this on CBS Sports now that we got Cajun Goat on. I want to get your take on this. And they were listing the number one free agents for next year in 2020. And, of course, Anthony Davis is going to be the number one guy because he can't opt out and he'll be a free agent. So their reasoning for saying Anthony Davis was going to be the number one was simply because, you know, of the opt-out. But they said what we've learned from NBA seasons in recent years is that a lot can change over the course of a year. So basically what they're saying is everybody kind of has it wrapped up that Anthony Davis is going to re-sign with the Lakers, and that's not a guarantee. If he bolts
no.
L.A.,
who's that?
Anthony Davis.
Oh, he's not going anywhere. Where's that coming from?
CBS Sports. And you know what? You're saying that.
Sauces?
Sauces always, you know, have confirmed this. But the idea of it is that, seriously, what if LeBron James, what if working with LeBron, because we've seen Chris Bosh melt, we've seen Kevin Love melt.
Yeah.
What if working with LeBron isn't as exactly what Anthony Davis always dreamed of,
what
and he's like, I'm out of here.
It's like basically, it's like working here right now. It's beautiful. It's great.
Think about all the teams that LeBron's been on. How many guys really followed him wherever he went?
A lot of them don't even
like playing with him.
Agreed.
You know, so I just don't get the national media with, oh, it doesn't matter. The Lakers are making the playoffs. You got to get a team to make the playoffs first. You don't even have a team. And who's going to shoot? Who's going to shoot the ball at the end of the game? AD.
AD.
Well, I mean, how's the national media going out saying, "Oh, the Lakers are definitely going to be right there by the championship"?
Finals.
Really?
Well,
with who? Dudley? Really?
Oh.
Come on, man.
Kenton, go get over here.
Come on, man.
Yeah, bro.
I'm on my way.
Good
to see
you.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
You need to get here. 800-998-1003. I'm about to tweet it. The challenge is on.
Yes.
CCS just challenged at JD Kleber to a shuffleboard game. Who you got? The intern has no shot, does he? Huh? Oh, yeah. We got to find out if Sissy's on too. I'm sure she is.
Yeah.
I'm sure she is.
Why would you not want it?
Yeah. Well, again, what better day to come have lunch than today?
I think today's a great day.
Today is a great day.
800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA. Quick break where we come back. We will continue a little bit more of this discussion, but some other things that I want to kind of pick Brian's brain about here as well. The ladies won yesterday, U.S. Women's National Soccer Team. Beat England. They're on to the finals. The men tonight take on Jamaica.
Hey, man.
Yes. I was going to do that, and he would have made fun of my accent. So
I always do.
Who you got tonight? No?
See?
What?
Remember when we had the discussion about Joel? Remember when I said you cannot do Joel?
I was basically, you would have had no idea that I was Jamaican just now.
And on that note, we're going to go to break. We're here at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive, Metairie. Lunch specials galore right today. It's Wednesday, the chicken fried chicken plate. Come on in and see Sissy. She's got it all hooked up at the bar. I think I'm going to go take a visit to the bar.
No, you're not. You can sit right here. Kenny's got the bar. You're good. We'll speak with Coach Kenny Farrell coming up at 1:30, a little soccer as well. It's a sports hangover in ESPN New Orleans.
It's the summer clearance event going on now at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Come and get a great deal on a Ram today. See all of their new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram trucker van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Houma. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medications. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN1003.com.
Joey on point as always, man. With the Jamaican music going through.
Yep.
Booyaka.
Now, you see, Joey sounded more Jamaican than you did. And
I don't know what you're talking Cajun about, accent. Man. Welcome back to the show.
What are you, Irish? What? Are you like a leprechaun or something?
That was a leprechaun. That was Irish? Not Jamaican. That was Lucky Charms.
You know, he's a Jamaican leprechaun. They got rainbows in Jamaica.
What are your name? Is Bob McCourt over there, aren't you?
Hi, laddie.
Lee does call you the Lucky Charm.
Yeah. Lee does call you. Oh, there you go. Stop it. Welcome back to the show. See? What?
You can't do it,
Leprechaun
man.
12 starring Gus Cagney.
He did it great.
You can't do it, man. You gotta sound like this, man.
You can't do it.
It kind of sounds like the same thing.
No, you sound like you're about to open a box of Lucky Charms.
That is not
you
true.
You sound like one leprechaun.
No, man. Come swim in the beautiful sea in Santa Jamaica.
It's like you're in the Loch Ness.
What are you doing?
That's not it.
Are you about to start blowing a flute and suddenly leading kids out of Ireland?
You're about to call upon the Loch Ness monster, man.
Hey, stop it. You just made me the Pied Piper, man. Come on.
Chip, what's going on, brother? How are you, family?
Hi, Chip.
Oh, hey, how you doing, man?
Doing well. What's going on, brother?
Hey, Gus, it's been a while. I haven't talked to you guys in a while, but it's good to be back on with you guys. I'm making a case for Jimmy Graham.
Okay, go for it.
All right. Well, now, I know Gillette's got he's got all those regrets and everything, and Jimmy's still making the money and all that good stuff. But you were talking with a couple of conversations. You talked about how great Jimmy was when he was here. And we also talked about legacy. And when Jimmy was here, he was being talked about as one of the greatest tight ends of all time.
Very true.
Since he left, playing with the Saints and Drew Brees, he's pretty much fallen off the face of the earth as far as being a legitimate receiver. So I think he would have, if he'd have stayed with the Saints, he'd still be in that conversation as one of the greatest tight ends of all time. And that's how much he changed the position and all that
well
good stuff.
Well thought out objection.
Thank you, Ron.
Overruled.
Okay, all right. See how that works.
Wait, I got to tell you about the two Utes.
The two Utes, that's right. So you're going with Graham. Dude, Boogie's up there too, though. Because, like, literally, again, I'm going to play what Wojnarowski said.
I agree
yesterday.
With Boogie. I mean, Boogie too.
Just listen to this real quick.
There's not a market for him. I think he thought, he hoped, a big market teams would strike out. They have cap space. He could get a one-year, $12, $15, $18, $20 million deal.
It's not there?
That's not happening. I don't even know if the mid-level exception he got in Golden State last year, I don't think that's there for him.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, you remember, Chip, you walked away from $40
million. Not only that, he went to a championship team. And because KD was hurt, he got a lot of playing time. If they'd have won another championship, he would have been one of the reasons. But they lost partly because of him. And so he went to a championship team that lost the championship. And now, like you said, where's he at now?
Sauces can't confirm that he's upset.
Stephen A. crying and screaming, hoping to play in the guys that he doesn't get sent to the Knicks. Boogie's a good choice too,
and I
think I'd even
Boogie's
put him
good.
Above Junior, but I still think Jimmy Graham, because like I said, I think he would have gone down as one of the greatest of all time.
Dude, I thought I had it won with Junior, but when you look at money, legacy, like you're talking about status, money, I mean that you could have gotten future wise, I mean. All because he just could not get over that he didn't get the title he thought he deserved.
The only reason why I would still say with Junior is because Junior's publicly came out and said that he regrets it. Jimmy still has a career. Jimmy's still going on. He's still playing.
I understand that.
Yeah, but I agree with you.
Is anybody?
But he was headed to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Jimmy was a Hall of Famer.
Off the top of your head, Kelsey right now, right?
Yeah, it's got to be Travis Kelsey.
I think next. Yeah. Who's after that?
Man, that's a good one.
I don't think there is a.
Yeah, I guess what I'm trying to get at is I don't think I can probably.
Jared Cook, maybe?
Well, in this offense, if we start putting it up. I'm just trying to think of. I'll tell you how great. The Philly tight ends have had.
The Philly tight ends. They lost Ertz, didn't they? They lost one of the two.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is over the last couple of years. Can you say Jimmy Graham's a top three or top tight end in the league?
No, I'm glad you said that. Because when he was with the Saints,
I wouldn't even say he's top 10.
No, he's not. And when you look at his time during the Saints, Jimmy Graham had 51 touchdowns before he left. Since then, he's had a total of 10 one season, but he has 20 since he's left. In the last 4 years, he has 20 touchdowns. That's essentially what, five a year?
And they changed a rule because of him.
Correct.
They changed the rule because of him.
So, I mean, the guy's done absolutely nothing since he's left the Saints. And we're, as you stated, Chip, I mean, we're talking about a guy who could potentially have been listed as the greatest tight end we've ever seen alongside, you know, because of, you know, the ability to play alongside Drew Brees.
That's right.
Man. I agree.
All right, well, first off, man, that guy
good
was something
else.
Yeah, for sure, man. Thank you so much, Chip. Always a pleasure, man. So NFL tight end rankings, let's see, for 2019. Just doing a little fantasy football here. Fantasy pros, okay? They have it listed by tier 1, tier 2, tier 3, and obviously it goes into 4 stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Without looking on my screen like Joey Langston cheat. Tier 1, 2, 3, or 4, and the tiers go by 4. So tier 1's 1 through 4, tier 2's 5 through 9, tier 3's 10 through 15, tier 4's 16 through 26. Where is Jimmy Graham? Tier 1, 2, 3, or 4?
Tier 3.
You're going tier 3?
Tier 3.
He is tier 4.
Wow.
They have him.
Oh, my. How, yeah. What?
How the mighty have fallen.
Okay. Behind such great tight ends as Austin Hooper.
Who? Oh, wow.
Tight end of Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Behind awesome tight ends such as, I'll just read them all. All right. So, Kelsey's 1.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
George Kittle, San Francisco,
okay,
2.
Okay. Yeah. I like him a lot.
Yeah. Zach Kittle's Ertz, nice. Yeah, Philly, 3. Sense. O.J. Howard.
He was a rookie last year, wasn't he?
O.J.
Howard. With Jameis Winston and what's it, Fitzmagic as his quarterback.
O.J. Howard, number 4.
Okay.
Hunter Henry.
When he's healthy, he's really good.
Evan Engram for the Giants. Okay, he's Jared nice. Cook, 7. Eric Ebron.
Okay.
David Joku for Cleveland.
All right.
Vance McDonald, Pittsburgh, he's 10.
Oh, yeah.
Austin Hooper, Atlanta, 11.
Okay.
Trey Burton, Chicago, 12. Delanie Walker, Tennessee, 13. Chris Herndon, the 4th for the Jets at 14. 15, Jack Doyle for the Colts. Greg Olsen, Carolina.
Greg okay. Olsen's hurt every year,
and
right?
He didn't even play the entire year.
No. Jordan Reed, Washington.
Also a guy that stays hurt.
Jimmy Graham, right above Kyle Rudolph.
Wow. In fact, I would have taken Kyle Rudolph ahead of Jimmy Graham.
I was going to say, right. I would take him here as well. Dallas Goedert from Philly is next. But that's my point, though. That's my point. That's what I'm saying. I thought I had it with Junior, but that's there's no way he stays a Saint. He drops to 18th right now in his career.
Oh, no.
Yes
no.
or no?
He's a Hall of Famer if he's still with us. If he's still with the Saints, he's a Hall of Famer. It's conversation is Kelsey, Gronkowski, and Jimmy.
Yeah, I mean, again, I just look at it. I don't – man, he's – again, Junior played himself essentially and talked himself out of a career.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's big.
He
to your
beat
point,
out of a career.
To your point, Graham is still playing. Yes, but my goodness, the potentials of again. It, you know, you just said it. It's interesting.
I mean,
at the rate he was
me.
Going,
yeah.
Brian and Gentile, you said Hall of Fame.
You may have swayed me.
There would have had to be a lot more seasons, but at the rate he was going, and how he played.
Let me ask
you
this.
He could have been the best ever.
Let's look at this. Those 379 seasons, if Jimmy was still on this team.
Oh, that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen.
He's 32 now. It's done.
Oh, yeah, he's done. He's done for. Here's a name that was thrown out just now on Twitter.
Okay.
What about Mark? What about Engram?
Well, I would say it's too soon to tell.
Here's my thing with Mark Engram, though. He was never one of the best in the league.
No.
Are you talking about just a worse independence because he thought he could get something else?
Correct. His rationale was, I've earned the right to get a bigger and better contract. Either you're going to give it to me, I'm going to get it from someone else. It was a calculated gamble, and it's very Boogie Cousins-ish. And the idea that you thought you were going to get what you didn't, and now look at you.
But man, he didn't trash the team either.
Correct.
I got to tell you, but you might be on to something, man. I mean, Mark. He kind of hurt
right
themselves. Yeah, he is sick. Just to give you an idea production-wise, so Jimmy Graham, first year, 5 TDs. Then in 2011, 11. Then 2012, 9. 2013, 16. 2014, 10. Goes to Seattle, 2.
Yep.
Next year in Seattle, 6. 2017, he had 10, only 520 yards, though.
No, he was basically a red zone.
He was a red zone target, yeah.
And then last year, 636 yards. 2 touchdowns. With the Saints, he had 1,310 his second year, his first full year really of being the guy. then 900 yards, then 1,200 yards, then 806. I just think it would have been looked at a little bit differently.
Differently?
I agree.
Right now, especially with Gronk retiring, you got to think that Breeze would, the problem with Breeze during that time was that we kept saying he was force feeding Jimmy the ball. Well, if that's the case and you're going to force feed Jimmy Graham, you're talking about a guy who was going to get at least 80 targets a year at the tight end position. That would have been ridiculous, man. Jimmy would definitely be far and away regarded as the best tight end in football.
All right. So just reference wise, would you say in, at least in my time that I saw, I mean, Tony Gonzalez was pretty darn good.
There's only one person who you can kind of compare to Tony Gonzalez, and that was Antonio Gates.
Okay. Those two agree. Yeah. But, like, maybe because I focused on it, obviously, anytime the Saints and Falcons played.
Correct.
The entire stadium, viewing audience, listening audience, knew on third down, Noodle Arm or whoever was going to Tony Gonzalez. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
But
it was
the same for even when he was in Kansas City.
39.
Same thing in Kansas
Bingo.
City.
He was big in Kansas City.
Yeah.
So my point is, I'm just looking at reference-wise, and he played a lot more. 12 years with Kansas City. 5 with Atlanta. So he played a lot longer, okay? But just reference-wise, so he has 111 touchdowns in his career. Right now, Jimmy Graham has 71. Hmm. Tony Gonzalez, yards in his career, 15,127. Jimmy Graham, 7,436. I think to your point, that Gonzalez is a Hall of Famer.
Correct.
I think if you look at
trajectory. If you
project, right? I mean, he's 40 touchdowns away. If he would have had 7-8 touchdowns, if he would have been on track to keep 9 touchdowns or more with the Saints,
yeah.
To your point, Brian and Gentile, Jimmy Graham might have been able to play his way into discussion and consideration for the whole because his numbers are, they're still relatively close, and he's still got some time. Now, let's see what happens in Green Bay, you know?
I think he's going to be a wash. Last year he was injured, which is the problem with Jimmy Graham. Because you play a position and you want to play like a wide receiver, it opens you up to bigger hits, which means you will have more hits on your body. And at the age of 32, for a guy that doesn't like getting hit, yeah. I don't see it happening.
And it's cold up there. He's going to make a lot of business decisions when he goes across that mountain.
What you have for lunch, Brian?
I had the chicken fried chicken.
How is it?
Delicious.
No kidding.
I didn't. No regrets here.
No regrets.
That sounds really good right about now.
You know what?
It's the same.
You're leaving us, aren't you?
The bar is right there.
Okay, well, when you get there, can you send our soccer analyst over here since he has his back to us? He has his back to us, our soccer
I
analyst.
I can't say I blame him.
Listen, all I can say is this. Right. I'm going to the bar. Yeah. I may or may not make it back.
Well, when we come back, scheduled to have head coach Kenny Farrell in some soccer analysis. We will. Oh, he is. There he is.
There he is.
There he is. No, we can't say that he doesn't take his job seriously. Look at that. Look at that. Head coach Kenny Farrell next on ESPN New Orleans.
Henry's favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong, 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 dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them! Da-dong, da-dong,
Progressive da-dong, Casualty da-dong. Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lindy LaRue with Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving and foundations, to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788. Donlin Construction.
Hey, it's Matt Moscona.
Love you, Matt.
Paul O'Neill.
They're chanting Paul O'Neill's name.
And Musso.
And we invite you to join us every single weekday for After Further Review. I tell you every single day. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it. Weekdays on After Further Review. Join us from 3 to 6. It's AFR on 100.3 ESPN New Orleans.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
I love the last part. That was good. Irish Spring coach Kenny Farrell of your New Orleans Jesters. How many Irish Spring jokes do you get?
Irish Spring.
Yeah.
What is Irish Spring?
It's a bar of soap, man.
Oh yeah, I don't.
You don't know Irish Spring?
I wouldn't know anything about. I wouldn't know anything about soap.
No. I'd like to. Brian and Elise, I'm shocked you're still here. But look, dedication to the craft for coach here. He could have stayed over there having his lunch, watching a little soccer prep as we're getting ready for Sweden.
Yeah.
Norway. Mm-hmm. Winner will take on the U.S. there. But apparently, you know Sissy.
Sweden, Holland.
Do you know Sissy?
Well, she used to play for me years ago.
Okay, I thought you were joking.
No. But yeah, I haven't seen her in yet, but I know since she was 10 years old.
She looks like an athlete.
10 through 18.
I mean, she challenged Jordan in a little contest over there at shuffleboard. He's got no shot, the intern, does he?
She was a really good player when she was younger.
No kidding.
Yeah,
super player. I thought you were completely
very
joking.
Very fast.
So you actually know her.
Fast and skillful.
All right, well, there you go. Head coach Kenny Farrell of here New Orleans Jesters. We've been having you on an awful lot to talk soccer because there's soccer every single day. So let's kind of go backwards today, from an order of importance. I watched Brazil and Argentina last night on Telemundo. It was awesome to hear the call. Crowd going bananas. A lot of question marks on the refereeing. Bottom line is this. Messi, again, coming up short of winning any major title for his country.
Yeah.
Is that something that's going to haunt him?
Absolutely. Absolutely going to haunt him. When you look at, you know, Ronaldo, who's winning everything with Portugal and has won just about everything at international level. And Messi not being able to do the same is probably going to be a differentiator between both of them at some stage.
Wow!
And I feel for him. You know, I feel for him. Like he's
it's just not a very good team. I mean, I was watching it. Some of the guys,
they
didn't really pass the ball a lot. Like if it was one against three, it almost looked like everyone was trying to be the hero. You know what I'm saying?
The chemistry has never worked for Argentina since Messi's been there. But prior to Messi, they're just awesome team. Maradona days, go back to Campos, go back to, you can go back 20, 30 years, they've been fantastic. But the chemistry's never worked while he's been there. And I don't know what the answer to that is. They should be a powerhouse nation when they go up against everybody. Their arch rivals are Brazil.
Right.
And, you know, from what I understand, I didn't see all of it. I was watching pieces of it.
Yeah.
Is certainly reading what Messi said today, he thought they dominated the game with a better team on the night.
Well, you look at the stats. I meant to send you the screenshot of the stats so we can talk about it today. More time of possession, more shots on goal, I think 14-4 or something of that nature. So, along those lines, it sort of did do that.
Yeah.
So,
but that's the great thing about soccer, though, is you can have all those stats and not produce.
Doesn't matter.
And not produce the result.
All right, so that's Copa de Oro. That's down there in South America. Up here, you got the Gold Cup. We're going to finish with the men's game, which is today, to take on Mexico, and they, coach, as we hear, had to go to extra time.
Yeah. For Mexico. Oh, and well done.
A penalty kick for that to happen against Haiti. Now, this game, Brian, as you're watching on my screen, was over where the Arizona Cardinals play in the NFL. And as you'll see here, I mean, it is hacked.
Yeah.
They have a huge following. They're the favorites, coach, right? I mean, obviously the Gold Cup here.
I would imagine they're the favorites now. Yeah, it's the U.S. is certainly not impressing us at the moment. But then Mexico, I mean, just to squeeze past Haiti is something that's really unheard of. It's usually a team you put away very easily. So both teams are probably struggling. They'll probably end up in the final. You know, USA will end up with Mexico in the final, I'm sure. And, the gauntlet will be thrown down between both those teams, and there's no one wants to lose that game, and everything will be on the line. But I think we'll see what they're really made of right now. I mean, these other games, it's been so strange that they're struggling to get past some teams that, you know, both nations that are number one and number two should be the powerhouses of the region, the CONCACAF region, which basically is, you know, Central America, North America, and the Caribbean. And they're struggling to get past these teams. It's a very interesting period for these teams right now. But well, if they get to the final and USA win tonight, then it should be a great game. And if it's on July 7th, as you know, Gus, the USA could be playing the same day in the Women's World Cup final. It'll be a massive day for U.S.
speaking
soccer.
Speaking of that, you know, again, we'll close out with the men's game. Last night, the women got into the finals, third straight World Cup finals for them. A bit hairy there towards the end. They had to go to VAR, the virtual assistant referee. Yeah. That's what VAR stands for, Brian.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
I found that out today looking at the ESPN notes. But anyway, the thing that was interesting was they almost could have been a couple penalty kicks on it. You and I were texting back and forth. Did the U.S. escape with the win?
Yeah. Yeah, they escaped. They escaped with the win. I mean, that goal without VAR, that's a fantastic goal that they scored. I think it was a toenail. That was offside. I think it was someone's toenail. You know, to me, the offside rule is wrong. I think the planted foot or the hips is what you should judge it on, and they're judging it on the, you know, someone takes off from an onside position and their first foot is going to be, you know, that's what they call it now because of VAR. That would have, without VAR, that never would have been called. And I thought it was a fantastic goal, but VAR is there for everybody. That's the rules. They decided it was offside and the USA got away with that. But I think the USA also got away with some other stuff. You know, I thought there was two penalties that could have been given. The one in the first half, I thought the player was taken down, and I think they were very lucky. Didn't go to VAR. I don't know if you remember the situation when the English forward was inside the box and beat the defender to it, and she was clipped. And she went down, and it would have made it 2-1 to England that time if they had scored their penalty opportunity, which would have been very difficult for the US. But what happened was they just waved it on. And I do think when you see some of the other decisions that have been called for penalties in this World Cup, they were very lucky to get away with that one yesterday. So look, you know, you're in the semifinal of the World Cup. It's never going to be easy. You need a little bit of luck on your side. They're getting it. They're not playing absolutely fantastic, but they're doing enough to win games. And I think the last two games against France and England have been extremely tough games. I'm not so sure that the final's going to be as tough as the last two games they played.
Coach, I was highly critical of the move to bench Megan Rapinoe yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm almost calling for the coach's job in that situation because you bench your captain, and it turns out that it worked out. Do you think the sluggish start and the way they played yesterday had a lot to do with the backlash and the aftermath and maybe the psyche that was on the players' minds, or was it just because they were tougher competition and, like you said, maybe the next round everything plays a little bit more smoothly now?
Yeah, look, England's a very good team, no matter who they played. I think it's a separate issue. I didn't understand it as a coach because it's so much – confusion. You got to have your players bought in. They looked like they were when they played. They looked like in the warm-up they were feeling sorry for Rapinoe. We were talking on the radio at the time and thinking it might have been a distraction to them. But the good thing is they got the goal early.
Yeah.
They got the goal early and they got up and it kind of shook everything off. And, you know, they're saying that it was a slight hamstring injury. If it was a hamstring injury, and it could be, why didn't the coach just say it before the game?
Mm-hmm.
So there is more to it. I mean, it's very hard. It's very hard to take that. And we'll see where it goes from here. But I think they've done the hard work. I know they've got to keep their game on for no matter who wins this game today in the semifinal. But I think getting past France and England in the quarterfinal and the semi is deserving of winning the World Cup. I know they got to win the last game, but that was no easy road through.
What do you make of the whole disrespectful thing that's coming about now? Because after
American
Alexis
Outlaws is their nickname now, apparently.
Okay, yeah, for after you know she scores
Alex
the goal,
Morgan,
she does the pinky
the
sip. I don't find it to be disrespectful. I think that's all a part of sports, but then again, I'm arrogant enough to feel that way. So what are your thoughts on it and the disrespectful comments that are going along with it?
Look, it's rubbing salt into the wound if you were English, right?
No question.
Athletes do that, and it is arrogant to do it, but she can do whatever she wants. She's produced.
Yeah.
She's produced. She scored. She's a great player. I personally, if I was playing, I wouldn't do it. I'd just get on with the game. You know, but celebrations have become a big part of it, and everyone's looking for the celebration and looking for the repeat on ESPN or on whatever. You know, they're just looking to get, I mean, you can go back to putting a cell phone in the goalpost at the dome. Who was that? Everyone's looking for something, right?
Right.
So, do you remember that? I forget that.
Mike Thomas.
Joe Horn.
Joe Horn did it first, and Mike Thomas copied.
So everyone's looking for a repeat, and they're looking to push up their price, and they're going to come out, and if they win the World Cup, they're going to become wealthy ladies because, you know, there's a lot of sponsors who want to get behind them and this, that, and the other. So they're looking for airtime, and they're looking to celebrate, and they do it. Me, I just move on. If I was a player, when I was a player, I was never like that. You know, I was just
so when you scored a goal, you just
No, I'd celebrate it, throw my arm in the air. But, you know, to be honest with you, just the type of player I was. I wanted to get back and restart the game and get focused.
Wow, look at him, focused. You know what?
Yeah.
That dedication we just saw on display this afternoon because you left your seat at the bar and came over here and hung out with us and did your segment. So,
yeah.
Look, man.
I left my Diet Coke at the bar as well.
You did? No, yeah. You were having lunch. I said you were having lunch.
Yeah.
So, look. Let's end up with, obviously, tonight. Mexico's in the Gold Cup final.
Yep.
That is Sunday, as well as you mentioned, Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. taking on Jamaica, man. A little sock on the beach. Huh? No? No?
You're going to get, like, at what point I'm just going to lose it on you.
Did that not sound Jamaican?
No!
Come on.
This is no way a given. I mean, I told you, I think it was a year and a half ago, whenever they got knocked out of the World Cup that day, that I didn't have a good feeling about it. I don't have a good feeling about this game tonight.
Really?
No, the U.S. is struggling to play any decent kind of soccer, and they haven't been playing major nations, and they need to get past this one. They
watching
need to win it,
Mexico last night against Haiti and watching Mexico against Costa Rica, they're not on the same level.
No, the intensity's higher. The football,
I'm just saying,
the
my eyeballs,
the
U.S. skill-wise is not on the same level.
Right now, it doesn't look that way. They look like they're a very young team. It looked like a team that's just learning, basically, how to play at this level.
That was coach speak there.
Yeah, learning how to play at this level.
You and I would have said they're garbage.
I definitely have not been impressed. I don't think anybody's been impressed. I mean, they had one game where they won 6-0. I forget who it was against. But
yeah.
I have not been impressed with the level of performance, and they're going to need it tonight.
Right.
They're going to need it.
How big of an upset would this be if the U.S. is able to pull it off?
If they win?
Yes.
No, they need to, they should win. Well, what I'm saying is I'm not feeling good about it. They should beat Jamaica. There's no question about that.
Are you talking about Sunday in the final?
We're talking about
if they win the whole Gold Cup?
They're fantastic. I mean, come on. They're the only team outside of Europe that got into the quarterfinal.
Yeah.
They're number one. They've got the pressure on them.
Mexico.
They've scraped through some games, but they've scraped through some games.
Okay.
They've won them. And I think they've been really, really well coached to get through those games. I think they've been superb.
All right, we'll talk to you again. I don't know. When do you come back? You're out of country. This man leaves on Independence Day to go to Mexico. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, next week sometime.
Next week sometime. He's not even telling me.
No. Undisclosed location.
But I tell you, you're going to have Sunday, Monday, if the Gold Cup is in the USA's hands and the World Cup is in the USA's hands, that's great for soccer in the United States.
All right. Well, at least text me what you think so we can talk about it on Monday. Coach Kenny Farrell, safe travels, man. I'll talk to you when you get back.
Take care.
There he goes. When we come back, we'll come back to Vinny's 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie. Touch them all, Timmy Grubbs. Two quick little tidbits on what's going on with the baby cakes and MLB. And in hour three, oh, y'all. You know what that y'all means?
Hopefully it doesn't mean you're going to be doing that fake Jamaican accent anymore.
We'll be back. You're listening to the Sports Hangover, man.
Hulu's paying Tobin Heath, Carly Lloyd, Mallory Pugh, and other U.S. soccer stars a lot of money to do a new goal celebration called Hulu Has Live Sports. Why? It's simple. Because Hulu has live sports. You can watch the biggest games and sporting events like the Women's World Cup this summer on 60-plus top channels. No cable required. Plus, you can stream the entire Hulu library. Start your free trial of Hulu today. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline is engineered with 4 levels of defense against gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. It's sort of like having ninjas protect your engine. That helps keep your engine running like new. New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline.
Napa Know How.
The 2019 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series is underway, and you can get caught up on the latest information for this week's race on Fridays right here, ESPN New Orleans. And it's all sponsored by Rogers Parts, locally owned, nationally known. Rogers Parts has been serving the local area for over 50 years. Get the expert analysis and latest news of this week's NASCAR racing event all throughout the season, every Friday on ESPN New Orleans, 100.3 FM. Have a know-how.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back, Jamaican. Sports Hangover.
Walk Jamaican, talk Jamaican, and is Jamaican. Then we sure as hell better bobsled Jamaican.
Come on, my accent's better than that.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Okay, for future reference, you got one more try. After that, if you give us a bad Jamaican accent, I'm just coming off the top rope. It's going to happen.
There he goes. Touch him all, Timmy Grubbs. Want to pass along, unfortunately, Tim, as you're joining us, some pretty bad news. Tony Robichaud suffered a heart attack back on June 23rd. He's had a couple of surgeries since then. Unfortunately, was unable to pull out of it, and he's passed away earlier this afternoon. He was 57 years old. He Raging Cajun baseball head coach for quite some time. A lot of people around this area know who he is as well. Tim, obviously, we've called games. We filled in for Tulane. We probably have called a Tulane UL game as well. Graff even chiming in from overseas saying it's terrible. Just any thoughts on Tony Robichaud's passing?
Well, you're right. I have done, I've think three or four of his games in the past. Always was great. No, this is terrible. He's one of those guys, you probably said it on the air, I wasn't listening, but, you know, when you're somebody like me or you, who's not the regular guy, and we come in to fill in, you know, you lean on coaches to get you the information, you know, right. So you sound like you know what you're doing for 3 hours.
And, right.
And he was very great. You know what I mean? He was a guy that, you know, before batting practice or after batting practice would have no problem, you know, giving you 10 minutes and giving you the skinny on, all the information that, that can help you, sound like you know what you're doing. So it's terrible. I found out about an hour ago, and it's just horrible news for him and his family.
He's been the head coach since 1995, 1,177 career victories over there, the Crowley native. So I know there's a lot of people right now on social media, condolences, players, the works, just horrible situation. So wanted to pass that along to everyone listening. Tim, the Cakes, man, you got one more road trip before you come back home and celebrate the 4th.
Yeah, we got a game tonight in Memphis, and then we're going to get on the bus and head your way. So easy trip down I-55 tonight. So, this is one of those things about minor league baseball that probably people don't realize. Every team is home either on the 3rd or the 4th. So, it's kind of cool because everybody can celebrate the 4th of July, whether it's a day early or the day of. And it's the two most popular days in minor right. league baseball. I mean, you're going to have sellout crowds across the country in venues tonight and tomorrow. So it makes for a fun day, but it also, I'm glad that we've got an easy travel because obviously when you're flying on a national holiday, sometimes things don't go all that well. I think last year we flew from like Omaha back home and it wasn't an easy day. So this should be a much easier transition for us.
I no doubt. The dreaded Memphis Redbirds, your opponent tonight. You got fireworks and some games, of course, over the next couple of days here, including San Antonio tomorrow. So come on out to the Shrine on Airline. 7 o'clock is the first pitch tomorrow. So there'll be fireworks all around that little area, obviously, with the game going on. Tim, when it comes to Major League Baseball, I guess the top storyline really to me is you're starting to see everybody's names being mentioned and all-star teams being picked. Any surprises to you?
There's a few people that get snubbed, but the one thing you got to always remember is sometimes it's from last year. You know what I mean? Like you got to still remember like the second half of last year is fresh on people's minds, and that people are going to make it. And I think sometimes you got to like a guy that came on strong this year that didn't make it. Well, maybe because that carryover effect of, you know, Mookie Betts isn't having a great year, but of course he's a big name. He's the American League defending MVP, and we know what he can do. Of course he's going to make it. So, I mean, yeah, there's guys that are snubbed and all that sort of stuff, and it's unfortunate for them, but I think it's just the game. I mean, it happens in all the sports. Maybe not the Pro Bowl as much because no one really wants to play in that. But in the other ones, it always happens, you know, where guys are going to get passed over. And the major markets definitely send more representatives than, you know, some of the smaller teams.
Tim, after getting beat down by the Yankees overseas, do you think the Red Sox are going to make a move or two to kind of, you know, solidify that bullpen? Because that was ugly.
It was very ugly. And, yeah, that was first off, I love these unique games. I mean, you know what I mean? Even though it was 380 to center field and it was on a super fast turf, I think it's great to add uniqueness. It's a 162-game schedule. I feel like playing a game or two in Mexico or playing a game or two in Puerto Rico or a game at the College World Series Stadium or a game in London, I think is awesome. I know it's probably difficult for travel and logistics and stuff, but I think it's great. But, no, as getting back to the other part of your question, absolutely. I don't think the Boston Red Sox are a team that's going to be like, you know what, we won the championship last year. We're going to hang our pennant all year and just stand by, and come October, we'll go back to our house and enjoy a nice long off season. You know, in the next 30 days, you know, the trade deadline's the end of this month. There's going to be a lot going on.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, man, next Tuesday we'll have a little more time, and then we'll get into some of those storylines, obviously, what's going to happen the second half of the season. Safe travels coming back from Memphis. Beat the Redbirds anytime that happens. And can you tell your Pirates to stop smacking around my Cubbies? Can you do that for me?
I'm not going to tell them that because I certainly enjoy it. But
I told you they've been playing terrible baseball. We'll get into that next week. Safe travels, dude. Tomorrow night, the Baby Cakes, July 4th. Touch them all. Timmy Groves back home calling that game with some fireworks. Go check them out. Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, guys.
Hour 3 next, live from Vinny's on ESPN New Orleans.